Blog Talk Radio.
Get the answers to life's questions about freedom. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was designed to assist you in making those changes that you wanted to make in your life. Because so often we make our changes based on what our minds tell us, and that's not necessarily going to be what's for our highest good. Our heart, our soul, our intuition, our guidance, whatever name you're going to use, is always going to tell us what is for our highest good. And that is really how you get freedom in your life. Because even though you may not realize it, when you are listening to your mind, you are tapping into all of the things that you've been taught by your parents, your teachers, your religious leaders, the government, whomever it is you've ever listened to. So look at the lives of those people, the ones that you know about, even the ones that are figurehead. Not sure why the word figurehead came up, but it works. Like people in the government. Look at them. Look at their lives. See whether or not their lives are really happy, whether or not they have the freedom to actually be who they are. And then you get to decide whether or not you want to live your life based on those people who have no freedom, or if you actually want to listen to your guidance, to your own intuition, so that you can have, and it really does work, and it is possible for you to have freedom. And it's not like you're suddenly going to wake up and everything in your life is going to be absolutely perfect, because you didn't get that way overnight, so why do we have this belief that we're supposed to fix everything overnight, especially since nothing's broken? So freedom is actually a state of mind. It's being willing to allow yourself to be responsible for what you create. And for some people, that's a little difficult. We can always look at everybody and everything else and see what's wrong with them. And we can even blame them for what we see is wrong with us. But if you actually take responsibility for what you create, for your life, for who you have decided to become, then that gives you the freedom to change it. Gives you the freedom to say no to other people when they're asking you to do something you don't want to do. That gives you the freedom to live your life for your highest good and trust that everybody else has that same option, that you don't have to make their choices for them, that you don't have to rescue them or fix them or prove your worth by improving their lives. Freedom is a wonderful thing, and it's something that every one of us is entitled to. God never said, okay, I'm going to make these people over here free, but these people over here, they don't get to have any free. We are the ones who say things like that. We make decisions based on our arbitrary criteria about who is free and who's not free. Just like we have the law that says once you're 18, you're an adult. You can do anything you want except drink, because you're too stupid to drink yet. So we're going to have to wait 3 more years before we actually give you that freedom. I wonder what the underlying intention was of that law. Was it because if we made 18 legal age, then at that age, hey, you can induct men and women into serving the country, fighting in wars. Because at that age, they are more likely to actually be silly enough to listen, to be more trainable. So if I think about when I was 18, and I was all grown up, and I was incredibly stupid. There was so much I didn't know, and I didn't know that I didn't know, but I thought I knew it all. So yeah, I can see why they make 18 the legal age for being an adult. Because it really does give you the control over those young minds, because they really don't know what they don't know, and they think they know it all. You know, there are so many ways that our freedoms are taken away from us, that we have allowed our freedoms to be taken away from us. Look at all of the rules and regulations about what you can and cannot do in so many areas of our lives. And it's not just the rules and regulations, it's also the pressure that we get, as from society about conforming, about being one of the crowd, about being acceptable, about letting go of our freedom, letting go of our right to choose. It's to bring us all into this state of complacency where we say, okay, you guys seem to know what you're talking about. I'm going to listen to you. If you really look at their lives, those people who are in power, so to speak, they have lives that are even more screwed up than mine. So why do I think that they would know what's best for me? They don't. They don't know me at all. They don't know who I am, what I want, anything about me. So why should they be the ones making decisions about my life? Now, I'm not telling you all to go out and start violating laws. And if you do, don't mention me. But I'm asking you to look at what you're doing, at what you're thinking, at what you're creating, at whether or not it's actually bringing you what you desire. Freedom is a state of mind. Everything starts with what we think and what we feel. And so if we feel that we have to do what somebody else says, then we are the ones who are choosing not to be free. You see, in order to be responsible for your own life and to accept the fact that, yes, you are responsible for you and only you, that means that nobody else has the right to dictate to you. Nobody else is responsible for you. You are responsible for you. And in some ways, that goes against so much of our society. We have systems set up simply to control other people. I mean, think about it. We have a prison system. And what is the goal of the prison system? To control those people who just don't seem to know how to do what's right. And if we control them, then of course they'll turn out to be better people. I have to laugh because our prison system is not actually set up to improve anybody. They don't give them lessons in, you know, looking within themselves and connecting with their intuition and understanding who they are and what their purpose is in life and how to change their thinking so that they can be abundant and joyful and all of the wonderful things that they want to be. Can't do that for ourselves. And what makes us think if we can do it for somebody else? But that's one of those systems that's set up to control people. And the way they control them doesn't work. They don't come out of prison these model people who are living the life that's an example to others. Most of them come out and within a few years, they are back in prison. Because frankly, you get used to being controlled. And then you get out and you have no one controlling you. And it may make you uncomfortable. Because we all have comfort zones. And even if you don't understand why someone would be comfortable within that particular zone, that doesn't change the fact that they are. Look at your life. What have you got in place to make your comfort zone safe? Do you have a regular routine every morning where you get up and then you do this and then you do this and then you do this and then you do this? And if you do anything out of order, it just screws up your whole day. That's your comfort zone. That's what you've decided that you need to be safe. That's your own little prison that you've created. And we do that. We create our own little prisons around so many different things. We create our own little prisons around race. We decide that in order to be in our life, this person has to be our race or a particular race or whatever race we happen to fancy. And nothing else will work. Well, that's your little prison. That says that 99% of the population is never, ever going to get to be any close to you at all because you decided that this is my slice of the pie and the rest of it, I'm not touching. When we start letting go of all of those beliefs, all of those rules, those regulations, all of the conditioning, all of the programming that we received in our lives, it opens things up. It opens up our hearts. It allows us to experience more joy, more light, more love, more laughter. It allows us to go out and meet people we would never have met otherwise. We get to do things that we would never have done. We get to have experiences just for the fun of it. And I know, you're not supposed to do anything just for the fun of it. Everything has to have a purpose. But freedom is, it's one of those things that a lot of people choose not to have in their lives. And you can see that all around you. You can see it with all of those wonderful people who are living lives that are kind of a quiet desperation. You know, the guy who gets up in the morning and goes to work to a job that he absolutely hates. Absolutely hates the job. But he, you know, it pays. So he goes in and he works with these people, and most of those people he doesn't particularly care for either. And at the end of the day, he comes home and pulls out his six-pack or his 24-pack or however many he needs to drink in order to deaden himself, in order to deaden himself enough so that he can sleep, because he doesn't like his life. And anybody who's living that life with him, like a spouse or children or whatever, they get to have that same experience. They get to live with someone who's not really there, who doesn't want to be there, who they never see smile, who never expresses love for them, because he's too busy in the hole that he's dug for himself. He's too busy in that quiet desperation. And some people aren't so quiet in their desperation. Some people take their frustration and their stress and their anger out on other people because they don't feel that they have freedom. And they've decided that it's everybody else's fault. Everybody else is doing something wrong. Everybody else is creating this horrible life for them. You can let that go. You can start to clear out those beliefs, that programming, all of that stuff that you've been, that you've chosen to be in for so long. And that's one of the beautiful things about freedom. You can change your mind anytime you want to. You know, it's like those people who decide they're going to go on a diet, but they can only go on the diet on Monday or the first of the month or the first of the year, because for some reason those are the right times to go on a diet. And that one doesn't make any sense to me either, because we live moment by moment. And in any moment, you can change your mind. In any moment, you can make a different choice. In any moment, you can create something totally new, totally different than you've ever had in your life before. In any moment, you can do that. That's the freedom of choice that you were given by God, and that most people don't take advantage of. They don't live in that freedom of choice. And I'm not saying that you're wrong or there's something wrong with you because you're not embracing your own freedom. You're making your own choices, and I respect those choices. But don't expect me to make the same choices, because I don't want to live in quiet desperation. I did that for a long time. Don't particularly care for that. Not going back there. I like freedom. I like releasing all of those old beliefs that used to keep me bound up. I like having the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I like having the freedom of knowing that I am loved and I am cared for and I am safe. I like having the freedom to laugh, to actually enjoy life, to make my own choices about what I want to eat, when I want to eat, what I want to wear, when I want to wear, you know, to have my freedom. I like that. And it's my choice. Just like whatever you are living is your choice. I just want you to be aware of different choices. You can still choose to live a life of quiet desperation. That's okay. You're still going to be loved. But you can choose not to, and you're still going to be loved. We begin to believe that there are certain ways of being, certain things that protect us. And for us, those beliefs are true because, of course, we believe them. And what you believe is what you see. So it's really not seeing is believing. It's actually believing is seeing. Because if you believe something, you are going to see it, because your brain is going to show it to you over and over and over to prove to you that what you believe is true. That's the way our brains work. So just because you see it doesn't mean that that's actually proof of anything except the fact that that's part of your belief system. You will always see what you believe. Even if it's not really there, your brain will create whatever it needs to create for you, believe your belief. So I was working with a friend the other day, and I was noticing things. I was noticing things about my friend, which were reflections of me, because that's what our friends do. They reflect us. And the more I realized that connection, that reason for people being in my life, the more I see things about myself that I haven't seen before, that I haven't allowed myself to see before. And it's funny when I think back now over the people that I've known and the things that I noticed about those people, but I never made that connection about them reflecting me. And I can see now how, you know, I had this friend a long time ago, long time ago, over 30 years ago. And she had this voice that it took me a while to accept her voice, because it was this high-pitched, whiny-sounding voice. And it just kind of grated on my nerves. Well, I can look back at that now and see how sometimes I was kind of whiny and grating on people's nerves. And I didn't even realize that that was what I was doing. And so she came into my life to show me me. And at the time, I chose not to see. But now I look at the people that I know, the people that I'm close to, and I see. I see myself. And I start releasing. Because so often what I see is not something that I really want to be living anymore. I don't want to live a life where I'm just complaining about other people. And so I release that. Now, I don't want to live a life where I'm always giving my power away. So I release that. And the more I see, the more I release, the more freedom I have, and the better I feel. And the things that I notice about other people change. Because when you learned your lesson and released whatever it is you need to release, there's no reason for you to keep saying that. There's no reason for that to just keep popping up in your life. So if it's still popping up over and over after you feel like you've released it, then obviously you haven't quite let it go. So release a little more. Until you don't see it anymore. And then you know, yeah, I really did it this time. I really let it go. And don't worry, you will find other things. Part of our never-ending adventure. Excuse me. We are always finding something else to see about ourselves that we didn't see before, something else to notice within ourselves that we didn't notice before. I used to describe myself as a seeker, because I was always looking for answers, always wanting to understand why this, why me, why what, whatever it is that I was wondering why about. And so I used to read lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of books, always looking for those answers. And it wasn't until I started looking within myself that I really began to get it. And I read lots of books, and lots of them were really good books, and lots of them had good information. But it really took me looking in me. I guess it's a matter of accepting who you are. Just like accepting your life helps you to bring about changes in your life, accepting who you are allows you to see the truth in you. Let's go to the caller from area code 404. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Canadia. Hello.
Okay, so say your name again.
It's Canadia.
Okay, yeah. I am not hearing the name you're saying.
You can just call me T.
Okay, that works. I can understand T.
Okay, no problem.
What can I do for you today, T?
Okay, I was calling in reference to, wanted to know about romance.
Wanted to know about what?
Relationship romance.
Oh, okay. And anything in particular?
Anyone new coming up? And I'm going to put my phone on mute because there's like a lot of background noise in my background. Sorry.
Oh, I wasn't hearing a lot of background noise.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good. The TV is so loud.
Oh. Okay. So you just want to know what's coming up for you as far as relationships.
Yes.
And the first thing I'm getting is the most important relationship in your life is with yourself. So they really want you,
okay.
And when I say they, I'm talking about your guidance, your angels,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are always with you. They really want you to focus more on loving yourself, on treating yourself with love, on letting yourself know that you love you. We don't really do that. We are usually so focused on finding somebody out there who's going to love us that we don't really focus on ourselves. So they want you to do something nice for yourself every day. And it can be as simple as, you know, finding a lotion that you really like, you know, and just making it a wonderful experience to rub it into yourself, you know, rub it on your legs or wherever it is you want to rub it. And just love yourself while you're doing that. You can be as simple as making sure that you always eat what your body actually wants instead of
mm-hmm.
what you've been taught or what you're craving. It's a recognition of you and valuing
okay.
yourself. And the more you do that, the more lovable you become. And that makes it even easier for those wonderful people who want to love you to find you, because then you are putting out the energy of love and you are attracting love to you. And I do see that there's a couple of lights. That's really what they're showing me, is lights that are coming towards you. So these are relationships that could be very loving. They have a great deal of potential to be absolutely wonderful. But the more you love yourself, the more wonderful your relationships can become.
Okay.
And so they're not telling me any specifics about, you know, when these people are going to come into your life. They are saying that you will have two choices. One will show up, and then the other one will show up shortly thereafter. And both of them will be good people. But the more you are radiating that love, the better those relationships can be.
Okay.
So have you been feeling lonely?
Yeah, but I actually didn't do all what you said. I got started. I joined the gym and joining the classes and getting, you know, around people instead of, like, going home and going to sleep. So, you know, I've been trying, you know, getting back into having a social life after moving, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And they want you to completely, totally let go of the whole idea that you are ever needing to feel lonely. Because for one thing, you're never alone. But if you are feeling lonely, then of course the energy you're putting out is, I'm lonely, and of course what you're mm-hmm. attracting to you is nothing, because you're saying, I'm alone. And so mm-hmm. everybody listening goes, I'm not going near, she's alone. So you want to
yeah.
make sure that you are not putting out that kind of energy. And it's good that you're getting out there, you're doing the things that you enjoy doing. You know, just do those little things to pamper and show yourself that you love you, and that will kind of complete the whole circle, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the outcomes.
Okay. Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, good luck. Well, you don't need luck, because you've got love. So, good love to you. Okay, I'm going to mute you. You can stay on the phone if you want to, and thanks for calling. Okay. You know, love is one of those areas where we give our freedom away. And it's because we get taught this, you know, how in those movies you find the one that you've always been looking for, and you make them the center of your life, and you put all of your dreams on hold because you have this relationship, and you have to make sure that it's perfect. And that's just not true. It's okay for us to be in a relationship and still have freedom. And for some people, that's like, oh, you can't do that, because if you're in a relationship and you have freedom, then you're not really in a relationship. We get into relationships and we make the other person the center of our existence. And I've seen this time after time, and I've even done it myself. And you tend to stop being who you are. Which is kind of silly, because that person was attracted to you because of who you are, and yet you stop being what they found attractive, which in a way is kind of condemning the relationship, because you're not being true to yourself. You can be in a relationship and still have your freedom. You can love someone. You can absolutely adore them and still love and adore yourself. You can still make the choices that are for your highest good, even if you love somebody else. The beautiful thing about love, and I'm talking about real love, not the love that we get taught and programmed to believe, because that's actually more fear-based than anything. But the beautiful thing about real love is that it is open. It's free. It doesn't have conditions. It doesn't have rules and regulations. It doesn't try to change you. So if you're in a relationship with someone that says they love you, and they come to you and say, if you really loved me, then you would lose 10 pounds, cut your hair different, wear different perfume, have a boob job, get a tummy tuck, go to the gym, you know, any of those kind of things. Those are not expressions of love. That's someone who wants control. That's someone who wants to own you. You don't need anybody to own you. You're responsible for you. And the only one you're responsible for is you. So look at your relationship and see how much of your freedom you give away in those relationships. And then you can decide whether or not that's really what you want to do. You can decide what it is that's really for your highest good. And that's where that intuition comes in. And everybody has intuition. Everybody doesn't necessarily recognize it, practice it, allow it to grow, but everybody has it. Because everybody has the creator, the source, God, whatever name you want to give, within them. And there's nothing that it can ever separate you from God. So, of course, you have intuition. And you are always being guided in every single moment. Most people just choose not to listen, not to pay attention, not to trust. Because we were taught that we have to think our way through everything. That if we're smart enough, we can figure it out. And it's not a matter of being smart enough, because we're all smart. Looking for something deeper, deeper within you, connecting with that wisdom. It's just such an amazing opportunity that we always have, but we don't always embrace or take advantage of. And think about it. It's like we have this amazing supercomputer that can handle anything and answer any question no matter what, and we don't use it. So that just doesn't make any sense. But that's what we do. That's how we live. That's what we've been taught. You really do have access to any answer to any question at any time. You can do anything that I can do. God gave us both the same capabilities, the same opportunities. Just different people choose to develop different things. But that doesn't mean that you can't change your mind at any moment and start connecting with your own guidance. Start connecting within you with the answers that are within you. And when you start making that connection and you start allowing that love, it just feels so good. It feels so good to know that you're not alone, that you don't have to figure it all out, that you really are being cared for, that you really are being surrounded by this beautiful, incredible, magnificent energy of pure love that is there just for you, simply because you are loved. And it just makes such a difference in your life. And it allows you to accept yourself, to just naturally do what's right for you, to make that wonderful pampering of yourself just a normal part of your day, because you know you deserve it. So many people are waiting until, you know, things are perfect. The moons are lined up right and all of the planets are, I don't know, doing the hula hoop. But they're always waiting for everything to be right before their life can change, before they can allow themselves to love themselves, to recognize themselves, to accept themselves. And there's really no need for that. So look at your life. What are you waiting for? What needs to happen before you can say, okay, it's all right for me to be free. It's all right for me to be happy. It's all right for me to be loved. What kind of conditions have you put on yourself? What needs to happen to prove that you deserve it? Think about that. Really let yourself think about that. And start making the changes. Start releasing whatever it is you need to release. Start changing your life. So I am starting a free Infinity Healing Monthly call. And it's on the first Sunday of every month. So for this month, it's this upcoming Sunday. And it'll be at 3 o'clock Central Time. And the theme for this month is getting unstuck and moving forward in your life. And so we're going to be doing some releases around that theme. And some of you will also get the opportunity to ask questions about your own life and get releases specific for your life. And this is so that more and more people can experience the Infinity Healing, so that more and more people can see the benefit that it has in their lives. Because changing our thoughts and our beliefs really is the only way of changing our lives. And some of you have tried everything else in the whole world, including moving from place to place to place, and you found that all of that stuff that you were moving away from seems to follow you. And it does, because it's in your head. It's your beliefs. It's your thoughts. It's your feelings. And if you don't change that, no matter where you go, things will be pretty much the same. It's like those people who marry the same person over and over. And they just don't understand why they keep ending up with this type of person. Because you have a belief that says, this is the kind of person you're supposed to end up with. You change that belief, then you can start seeing other kinds of people. You can start experiencing differences in your life. So this Infinity Healing call will happen on the first Sunday of every month. It is a free call. It's at 3 o'clock Central. If you go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, there is a little tab that says Infinity Healing, complimentary Infinity Healing call. Click on that and send me your name and your email, then I will send you the information on how to connect with this call. This is all about you and your life and what it is you really want to create. And if you really want to start changing your life, then this is a way for you to do that. It's absolutely free. The only thing you have to do is call in and be a part. Let yourself spend an hour on you. You give everybody else all of your time and all of your resources and all that you are, why not invest 1 hour each month in you? Don't you deserve that? So think about it. Think about adding more freedom to your life. And that's what all this releasing is about. It's about adding more freedom to your life. It's about loving yourself. It's about having fun. It's about letting go of all that guilt and shame and blame and all of that other crappy stuff that we tend to carry around with us like we're supposed to carry it around. You're not required to carry any of that. You can let it go. You don't have to be chained up in your past or in your relationships or in your job or in anything. You always have had the key to unlock those chains. Start unlocking them. Start having that freedom. Because it is there. And it's there for you, no matter what you were taught to believe, no matter how many times you were told that you cannot make a decision. That was a lie. You've been making decisions all along. You're always making decisions. Why not start recognizing that, yes, you have the ability to make good decisions? We just accept so much because it is told to us by the people who are in authority, people we respect, people we were taught that you're supposed to honor these people no matter what. But frankly, sometimes those people, even the ones that we are supposed to honor, don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And there's absolutely no reason why they should be telling you how to live your life. Because you are responsible for you. And that's not dishonoring them. That's honoring yourself. It's recognizing that you have value, that you deserve to be happy, that you deserve to stretch your wings, to learn to fly on your own. And that if you make a mistake, make a wrong choice, you know, come crashing to the ground, that you can get up, dust yourself off, and try it again. Because you are the one responsible for you. And you don't have to justify your existence to anyone, ever. And there's some energy around that that doesn't feel good. So let's do a little infinity healing. And infinity healing is simple. I simply ask you if you would like the infinity healing for whatever it is. You say yes. I tell you to take a few deep breaths. Put it on autopilot. And it's running. It's running in your life. It's making the changes. And sometimes you will feel the energy right away, and sometimes you won't feel anything. And sometimes you'll notice right away that things are different, and sometimes it'll take a while. But the important thing is that you say yes and actually allow these changes in your life. So the first question is, would you like to experience infinity healing? And if so, just say yes. And it doesn't matter if you're listening live or if you're listening to the recorder or if this is 6 years down the road. If you say yes, the energy is there for you. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing and clearing the beliefs that you are supposed to give your power away to somebody else in your life? If so, say yes. Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run until it is complete. And if you would like that, say yes. Yes. And take another deep breath. And so now if you said yes to both those questions or to all three of those questions, then that infinity healing is running in your life. And infinity healing is just you're allowing God, the Creator, the Source, whatever name you have, to connect with you, to work with you, to clear you of whatever it is the infinity healing is clearing you of, or to open you up to whatever it is the infinity healing is opening you up to. And it's going to be whatever is for your highest good. And anytime anything is cleared out of you, it will be replaced with whatever is for your highest good. So you're not going to be walking around with this huge empty spot inside of you afterwards. You're going to get whatever is for your highest good. And that is the highest good based on what God sees as your highest good, not on what your brain comes up with. Because your brain is just not really that great at doing what's for your highest good. It's not something it's ever really been taught, and so it has a difficult time doing it, accepting it. It's always looking at what's happened in the past, what this person said and that person said. And you know your Aunt Ethel is always right, so you should always do what she says. And an important part of the infinity healing is the breathing. Because when you are breathing deeply, you are opening yourself up. You are saying yes to these beautiful changes coming into your life. You are saying yes to the truth within you. You're saying yes to God. So make sure that when you do it, you breathe deeply. Breathing all the way down to your toes and then just let it go. And that's another important part of the infinity healing, because when you put it on autopilot and you take that breath, you're letting it go. You're not going to sit there and think about it. Think, okay, is it working? Is it working? Is it working? There's no need for that, because you've placed it in the hands of God. And if God can't handle it, I don't know who can. God's God. God creates universes, and you don't think that God can handle your little issue? We really do take everyone and everything in our lives, and we assume that they are just as limited as we are. And it's just funny to me how we make that decision that, you know, God, who has created everything and everyone, and we are asking God to assist us in making changes in our lives, and we don't think that God can actually handle it. Yes, God can create the earth and the moon and all of the animals and trees and the flowers and the plants, but God can't assist us in letting go of some issue that we've had for all of these years. And some people would say, well, why didn't God ever do anything before? What did you actually ask? Most of us don't ask. We ask that God change other people, that God change situations, that God change circumstances. When was the last time you actually asked God to help you change, to assist you in gaining clarity about who you are and what your life is about? When was the last time you actually asked God for what you wanted to have, wanted to be? We don't do that. We think we're supposed to pray for world peace and save the dolphins and all of these other wonderful causes that are out there. And frankly, God doesn't really see the problem. But if you want to change you, then God's willing to help you. Because the only one you are responsible for is you. It's so difficult for us to accept that. But if you want more freedom in your life, then start releasing those old beliefs. Start allowing yourself to have more freedom. And start asking God to help you. And just you. You don't need to ask God to change anybody else. They can take care of that themselves. Just accepting that you are responsible for you and nobody else gives you an incredible degree of freedom. Because then you don't have to make sure that everybody else is happy, that everybody else is taken care of, that everybody else's life is wonderful. You can let them handle it themselves. You can let them grow on their own. You can let them evolve into the beautiful people that they are evolving into and that you've been standing in the way of. So get out of their way and get out of your way. Sending you all lots and lots of love and light. And I will be back on Friday. And if you have any questions, send me an email. There's connections on my website. And don't forget about the call next Sunday. Come and join in the fun. Bye-bye, everybody, and thanks for listening.